He pinched the bridge of his nose, clearly trying to pull himself together and not having much luck. His gaze returned to the picture of Melissa Avalon. He pinched his nose harder.
"I'm sorry. It's been a long 24 hours.
"It's okay," Rainey said. "Take your time."
"I needed time last night. Now I need a vacation." "Well, that's neither here nor there. I'm sure you have more questions, though I already told Detective Sanders the little I know about things."
"Detective Sanders?" Rainey inquired sharply. Warning lights went off in her head. She didn't ignore them. "What did you tell Detective Sanders?"
"Not much." Van der Zanden shrugged, obviously caught off guard by her tone. "I was in my office when I heard the shots. I came out to the main entranceway to see what was going on and heard someone scream. The next thing I knew, the fire alarms went off and everyone began running for the door. At the time, I figured it was something minor. A student had fired a cap gun in the halls and the smoke had triggered the alarms. Or someone had lit a few firecrackers as a prank. These things happen. The first time I realized it was serious was when I saw the face of Mrs. McLean, the sixth grade teacher. She was white as a sheet. Her hands were shaking. I told her to calm down. It was just a drill. And then she looked at me. She looked at me and she said, 'I think some students have been shot. I think someone just shot at us. I think he's still there.' Even then, it wasn't until I saw Will's bloody leg in the parking lot that I realized she'd been right. Someone had opened fire in our school."
"Did you hear anyone say Danny's name?" Quincy asked. Van der Zanden shook his head.
"I heard Dory screaming about a man in black coming to get her. Of course, Dory is only 7 years old, and we've had problems with her imagination before. Once she had the entire second grade class convinced they couldn't go to the bathroom because little trolls hid inside the toilets to snatch children for lunch. You have no idea how messy it can be when 21 7-year-olds won't use the restrooms. I had parents calling me for weeks.